Derek Holland joins us. And, again, you love to see major leaguers in camp that have been kicked around just a little bit. They've had some injuries, but the big arm is there. He's 31 years old. He was outstanding in the World Series against the Cardinals. Now, the Giants knocked him around a little bit in 2010, but against the Cardinals, he pitched 10 and a third innings, four hits, a run, two walks, seven strikeouts. He was interviewed in the dugout. He's a very interesting young man, 31, and he's got a shot to make this ball club. So, Derek Holland, it's great to have you here in spring training. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. I like the intro there. I appreciate that, but there's still a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, how did you become a San Francisco Giant? How did all that come about?
Well, there was a few teams that were coming after me, and San Francisco became one of those teams. And I've always loved, you know, coming to the park and everything. I thought it was a beautiful ballpark there to begin with. And obviously the competition they have is definitely really good. And then pitching in a hitter's park last year in Chicago, you know, I felt it was time to maybe try out a pitcher's ballpark, hopefully get better results. But, you know, the main thing is I did a lot last year, showed I was healthy. You know, I didn't miss any time. Basically had a really good first 3 months, and, you know, wheels kind of fell off, but that's part of the game. You know, you got to make some adjustments. And San Francisco continued to pursue me, and I love the interest that they had in me and the opportunity to, you know, compete for a starting job and also a bullpen job as well. So I knew that there was the opportunity, so I want to take advantage of that and give it a try. And this is also my two uncles, Wes and Warren. This is a dream come true for them, for me to be wearing a Giants uniform.
Now, why is that?
They're diehard fans. They've been fans since they were little. They've followed them the whole time. They've given me some of the history a little bit on the Giants. But, you know, one of the coolest things for them, and, you know, obviously it didn't work out for me, but at the same time it worked out for the Giants, was when we played them in the World Series in 2010. You know, it was a tough moment for my two uncles. You know, do I root for the Giants or do I root for my nephew? And, you know, it was pretty cool to experience that, you know, to get to pitch not only in the World Series against their favorite team, but to, you know, go out there and say, you know, I was in the World Series against his team, but, you know, the results didn't go my way, but at the same time, you know what? I'm happy they got to see something cool like that. So,
come on, you're in the World Series.
Yeah, to get that opportunity to even be in the World Series, you know, playing with guys like Michael Young, who have said, you know, they've been their whole career not even making it to the playoffs, and to be able to go to the World Series not only that year but the next year as well. So, I mean, those are quite accomplishments by, you know, our ball club and what we did. But obviously, you always want the best, you know, to happen to you. But, you know, hats off. They were the better ball club.
Take us back a little bit through your youth growing up, where you grew up and what kind of a kid you were, what kind of an athlete, sports athlete you were.
Growing up, I was born and raised out of Columbus, Ohio. Before anybody even gets to, yeah, you just said that. I'm a huge Michigan fan. Okay. I hate Ohio State.
Really?
Kind of grew up that way. My brother was actually a Michigan fan growing up, followed his footsteps, and then he switched over to Ohio State, went to school at Ohio State as well. And I just stuck, you know, with my guns and stayed with Michigan. Growing up, though, I played every sport. I played a little bit of quarterback, played basketball. I played, obviously, baseball, and I picked up in some hockey and been skating a little bit. And, you know, those have been things that I've loved to do. But, you know, the number one passion's always been baseball. My family's been big into that, been very supportive of me and in my path and going there. I went to college down in Alabama at Wallace State Community College. Basically, you know, went there. I had screwed up in high school. I didn't have the grades, and I always try to tell kids how important it is to, you know, pay attention to your schoolwork and do what your parents are actually telling you. There's a reason that they tell you this stuff. And, you know, when I went down there, I realized how important schooling was and turned my life around, both by finding God and also being able to get my grades back on the right track, so that way, if baseball didn't work out for me, I had a path to go through.
So what was the draft like for you, and how long were you at Wallace?
I was at Wallace for 2 years. I got drafted by Texas. When I went to the Junior College World Series, I had a few teams there. It was actually, as I remember, Boston, Atlanta, and Tampa Bay. And Texas came and actually talked to me, but they didn't really say too much. Like, it just kind of made me feel like, they're not really interested. They were asking me about my grades, and I was like, don't you want to know about anything, like pitching-wise or any of that stuff? So they had that for me, but then I realized, you know, after that, the opportunity presented itself when Texas drafted me, and I knew this is now becoming a reality, and I got to figure out what I want to do. And I basically you know, I took the opportunity and ran with it as much as I possibly could. I was a 25th rounder. Wow. I knew I already had to work my tail off to get to this position. I mean, you know, it's not an easy road. The way I always looked at it was, there's always somebody out there trying to take my job. What am I going to do to keep them from taking it? And then on top of that, what really motivates me more and more every day is, I had a kid that had cancer that I became really close with. That's how my foundation started, actually, was 60 feet 6. And before he had passed away, one of the things he always told me was, live your life, you know, have fun. Don't worry about other people's opinions. Go out there and be who you are. Just live the life that you have. Live in the moment and enjoy every moment. And it was something that's always stuck with me. So anytime that I, you know, start to struggle, you know, I always think, you know, this is nothing. You know, if I have a bad game, yeah, in that moment, I'm going to be upset. It's a competitive nature. You know, that's how we are. Nobody wants to lose. But at the same time, at the end of the day, you know, there's people that are losing their lives that are battling hard. And I'm over here throwing a fit because, you know, I missed a corner or something on the plate, you know. So there's ways you got to look at things and how you carry yourself. And I was blessed to be able to help this kid as much as I possibly could and be with him and his family. And I'm still with his family to this day. They'll be out for opening day wherever I sign. If, you know, obviously I'm hoping to be here. This is the objective. But they will be here. I've been very close, but it's always been something to inspire me, is help kids with the need.
Well, what a good story. I'm glad that we took the time to talk. Derek Holland with us. What is your deal with the Giants? Do you have an opt-out if you're not somewhere at a certain date?
I do. It's at the end of spring training, but, you know, I don't really pay attention to that right now. You know, my goal is here. You know, right now I'm trying to be a starter, and if I don't get that job, then I start trying to worry about trying to be a reliever, and if I don't get that, then I got to try to figure out how to get a job.
Yeah. No, that's typical these days for a veteran like that to come in, and you have choices at the end of spring training. Boy, nice to have you on. It's good to get to know you. How did you get up to the big leagues? It must be a good story in that, because you're just such a young man when you got up.
Yeah, I it was definitely tough. I kind of got a little bit of a fast track. I became one of the prospects with the Texas Rangers. I pitched with them for a while, and you know, everything was going great. You know, I had a really good short season, single A in Spokane. Picked up a lot of steam and a lot of velocity as I was going through the next season in 2008 with low A in Clinton, and then I went to high A, Bakersfield, California. And then I jumped right to double A in Frisco, and my velo had started out at about 92, and I ended up running it all the way up to 98. And wow. So it, you know, it was kind of with the maturity and the and growing, you know, developing, I should say, and everything just kind of took off. Wheels were full go, and next thing I know, the next year I was in AAA, and I actually had a bad game, and John Daniels had called and said, hey, you know, we're trying to call you up. I thought the guys were playing a prank on me, and I found out, you know, this was actually real. This is not a joke, and I got that opportunity to go up there and be with the guys.
Oh, great. How do you throw these days? I mean, 98? Are you still at 98?
No, I've lost that. The age has come up and creeped on me a little bit. I've lost the velocity and obviously had a couple injuries that I've had to overcome, and you know, that's why I was pumped to see that, you know, last year I was healthy for a full year. Obviously, the previous 3 years have not been exactly what we want, and I've continued to fight through all that and get myself stronger and better each time and trying to improve. And you know, last year was a perfect example of it. Is, you know, I started off really well and I was very healthy, and then obviously once the second half hit, the wheels, you know, fell off. And I'm not one to make excuses, because obviously I got beat. That's just the way it is. But I also am looking at, you know, that was the first time I got to throw that many innings, but that's no excuse. I still have to do my job no matter how many innings I throw. Every time I step foot on that mound, I'm supposed to do a job.
Wow, well, great story. If you're the scout, how would you describe Derek Holland these days?
I would say he's it works pretty hard. He looks very in shape for the 2018 season. Location of his pitches looked very well in his previous bullpen. The confidence is there. It's just now we got to see what he can do when the games start hitting.
Yeah, I love it. Very good. Very good. I've enjoyed you. And when you in the World Series, you were terrific. You were on TV a lot. They had you. We'll talk more about this as spring goes on. But you have a great personality for baseball, and San Francisco is going to love you, believe me. But the nickname. Tell me about the nickname. This is one that is sort of interesting.
Well, the nickname, obviously, being the Dutch Oven. It's different. It's definitely the Twitter. It's actually all of my social media handles. But it started because of my last name being Holland. Everybody was calling me Dutch. and a fan had a sign that actually was in, as I remember it to this day, it was, I want to say it was out in right field where we would come out of the tunnel. They were holding the sign. It said, Dutch Oven bringing the heat. And I thought it was probably one of the coolest things, you know, to see. And so I thought, you know, hey, why not? I'm going to put that on my glove, run with it a little bit, have fun. And I ended up just keep doing it. I thought it was so creative and so funny. And next thing I know, you know, it's... I get how much attention it got, but then you realize that, man, if you have a bad game, they're going to start calling you that for the other reason. And I know what the other reason is, but, you know, that's part of it. You know, you got to have fun and embrace anything that happens to you.
Well, it's a pleasure having you on. This is going to be fun watching you all spring. You got a real chance to make an impact on this ball club, and it's nice to have you on the show, and we'll talk more. Derek Collin, thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and I look forward to this opportunity.
Yeah, very good. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.